Good morning.
Good morning. Did you hear my big...
I know, taking our deep breaths. Taking our deep breaths. Hi, welcome to... I'm Karen.
I'm Nicole.
We are two moms who talk about pop culture and motherhood. Mm-hmm. For episode 62.
Oh my gosh.
We'll title this episode something later on, but OMG. Follow us on Instagram, I Mean Mom Podcast. My Instagram ban is done this Sunday. Happy Easter.
Oh, I was like, wait, what ban? Your personal Lent ban. Girl, you better get a cozy chair and a cup of coffee when you open that up, because I don't remember that you're in a self-imposed.
I'm glad you sent them.
There's a lot.
Right. You and ZB have sent me quite a bit. I had to check.
Yeah.
But I didn't look at the videos yet. Right. I just kind of...
I sent you a TikTok last night that, like, was just so funny.
Yeah.
I'm glad you opened it.
I did, yeah. 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 Of course, I mean, I'm not on TikTok, which I know, maybe I should
That's
be,
okay.
But...
No, it's the worst.
Okay.
It literally sucks time down the drain.
Well, I've got into YouTube Shorts, which are kind of not as good as Instagram Reels. Mm. I feel like they're just, the algorithm is all jacked up, so I'm like, eh.
It's because our kids watch it.
Well, my son has a different thing to watch his thing. So I was just like, why are these people popping up? Bye, you know. Anyways, Easter's on the horizon. What are you doing? What you got?
Cooking up some lamb.
Mm.
I don't know. The Hubs was going to go camping, and first I was like, but it's Easter.
Oh.
And he goes, perfect. And I go, you know what? You're right. Bye. Because we don't do... When I was a kid, listen, they shut down golf courses, and we would have an Easter egg hunt on the back nine. You know.
That's like what they do in Palm Springs.
Yeah. That it was... In the latter years, it was Palm Springs. In the early years, it was... Riviera, Mountain Gate, old school LA.
They do, I mean, the Easter egg hunts, now we're not allowed to call it Easter egg hunts in our community. They call it spring egg hunt. Because you can't say Easter.
Come on!
With public stuff.
Can't even.
So, but girl, we all know what it is. God. It's not holiday. It's usually Christmas, right? But everyone celebrates different things.
Don't even.
But... In Palm Springs, they do have the Easter Bunny at, I think it's the JW Marriott. He flies in a helicopter and parachutes down.
Stop.
So we did that many years.
I want that job.
I know. He parachutes right down, and as soon as he comes down and they clear the area, the kids can run and do their Easter egg. And whoever gets the golden one gets, like, a big prize.
I remember, and TT, text me if I'm wrong, one of us found the golden egg one year at Mountain Gate or Riviera. I can't remember. And we got taken into, like, the gardener's shed, like the ground maintenance shed, and we could pick out a chocolate bunny. Was that a dream? Ooh. I don't know.
Sounds a little creepy.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. But one of us found it, and they took pity on the other. This was before my brother was around. And so we both got to go.
Right. Yeah, it's fun. Like, I enjoy the festivities. My son now is a little too old for the Easter egg hunt that happens locally here. It's like the cutoff's 12, and I was like...
Well, it's not... I can't partake in... It's like at the shopping mall. Right?
Oh, no, there's another one at the club, you know.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Okay, happens at the...
Yeah, oh, no. No, I don't want...
That's like the trick-or-treating at the mall. No.
Yeah.
No necesito.
We're gonna...
Or the trunk-or-treats.
Ugh, no.
The worst.
No.
I do not need my child getting candy out of some stranger's trunk.
Okay.
No, thank you.
No.
You know what happened at the last one.
Yeah.
The school that my daughter goes to, trunk-or-treat... We showed up because now I work at the school, so it's like, hey, you know, I'll show up. Someone got a magic candy.
Ew.
And then consumed it that night at home.
Yuck. Yeah, no, I don't like those either. But we're just going to go to church.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Because that we're going to church. Yeah, we're going to go to church. And we went to Palm Sunday Mass, actually, on Sunday. I took my mom there. She wanted to go. So we got our palms, which we put up in the room. And then Easter Sunday Mass, we'll go there. And then we're going to go to, like, an early dinner. Because I got a notice from the hotel that I booked at that they're like, oh, we're having brunch. And Noni does not like brunch.
She can still have her glass of wine at brunch.
Yeah, but it's like 1 o'clock and it's like... Mm. But dinner is a la carte. So you can order whatever you want.
Sure.
So we'll have an early dinner. Perfect. Which I think is fine. I'm good with it. And then we'll just, you know... Do whatever. I get to blow dry my hair that day.
Okay. I remember a couple years ago, I was like, you know what? My kids are finally old enough. We can do an Easter brunch somewhere. You know, with like the carving station and the...
It's that you can't find them.
No.
They are so hard to find.
Yeah. You cannot.
There's nothing around here. We used to have it, you know, when I was growing up, we used to go to Palm Springs a lot. There was a ton at all the hotels.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, sure. All the... Country clubs.
All the country clubs.
Yeah.
But here, there was the Hilton at the airport had one. And so we went there. And it was fancy at the time for here, right? Now, nothing.
Mm-mm. I want to say the Omni in San Francisco. Like, I ended up looking at a couple places in the city.
Okay.
But.
Maybe the Four Seasons?
Or the Fairmont? Speaking of, the best brunch buffet I have ever had was at the Four Seasons Biltmore in Santa Barbara, Montecito. Naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally.
Maybe Kate and Harry will be there.
It was fantastic. Well, the Biltmore has been shuttered since COVID.
That's a beautiful hotel.
It's still
there.
Shuttered.
Why?
I think he put all his money and resources into the Rosewood next door.
Oh, okay. Isn't that where Chloe got engaged?
Courtney.
That's it. Chloe. That girl.
I know.
We'll get to the Kardashians in a minute. I just want to say apologies. We need to apologize. Grovel.
A couple of turds we are, as well as the rest of everyone.
We're sorry, Kate Middleton.
We're so sorry. We fell into the gossip hole.
Oh, I just am embarrassed.
Tisk, tisk. I know. I am too. And not that she's listening.
No.
My God, girl, if you are, you have too much time on your hands to be a princess. But, so sorry.
And I get why she kept it hidden.
Yes, because the press would have exploded it and her kids would have heard about it because they were still... She wanted to wait until they were on break.
Right.
So she could keep them... away from people that could be possibly talking about it.
Yes. I feel like the British press didn't do her any favors. The royals did not do any favors with all the photoshopping and whatever it was.
Like, who's running that? I feel like we talked about this before when, like, was it when Charles became king?
Mm-hmm.
The website didn't reflect it. Until, like, a month or two later.
Yeah.
Like, the queen died and it didn't... Like, who's your marketing PR? Not
it's
good.
Terrible.
It is terrible.
I think they should have not made an announcement that she was going to stop her royal duties. Just don't show up. I don't know. I think it would have been...
It could have gone so many different ways.
So many different ways. And I understand King Charles has... cancer, so maybe they didn't want those two notices to come.
I feel like one of the reasons he said he did was to try to deflect off of Kate's thing.
Right.
But we don't work like that.
No.
You just threw another log on the fire.
It was just so... But I felt for her as a mom. It's horrible. It sounds like...
Scary.
It sounds like she might have had a hysterectomy, from what I can think, and then they found cells in there, pre-cancer cells.
Yeah, ovarian or
right.
uterus.
Uterine cancer.
Uterine, that's right.
And I felt like that could be it, and then she's doing this preventative chemotherapy, which sounds horrible, but, you know, I hope she's so young. That's scary. That's scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we wish you the best, Kate Middleton.
For sure.
And we wish the best to Olivia Munn, who also sounds like this is scary, because Olivia Munn recently was diagnosed with this something B breast cancer.
Yeah.
And it sounds like she has a great doctor, clearly, but she, you know, she decided to go for her mammogram and it was clear, but it was, there was still some skepticism. Something
was amiss, yeah.
Something was amiss, and so the doctor ordered more tests, and then she found out. But if she had waited another year, it would have gotten worse.
Yeah.
So she's undergone multiple surgeries.
She had her boobs removed.
Yeah, mastectomy, yeah. Yeah. And stuff. So it's horrible.
Which I think is a hard choice for women to make, but it's the obvious choice, obvious choice. Right?
Yeah.
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 Think of all the tops you could wear again if you got your boobs. Sorry.
I know. But horrible. I think for women, I had a friend that went through this, and for women who don't have breasts that are quite large, it's very difficult to do the reconstruction because they have to take skin and fat from other places in your body.
Oh.
So it's very difficult because you don't have enough breast tissue to hold the the thing. So anyways, you can just, I don't understand though how she can, like, if you have a clear mammogram, what possessed the doctor to look further?
Yeah, I don't know the specifics.
And she did like some assessment, like, well, you have a 30% chance of getting breast cancer, so let's look a little deeper. But, I mean, honestly, doesn't everyone have like some sort of cancer in their family or something where it's like, okay, well, so they did this breast assessment thing on her. So now I'm like, gonna call my, I was like, ooh, that just sounds really scary. So we wish her all the best too. She's got a little one. And I'm glad her partner, I didn't realize she was still with John Mulaney, but she is. So I'm glad he's been there for her. And
he's funny.
He's funny, yeah. And you wanted to touch on Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, well, apparently, I like her music, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, she had a concert and passed out the Plan B. It's a pill, right? Plan B pill?
I thought she passed out condoms.
No, she passed out Plan B.
Oh.
Doctor. That's like the morning after pill, right? Yes.
No. How is
condoms? That? No big deal.
Yeah, I thought
I'm drop them from a bag from the ceiling.
Yeah.
No, she passed out Plan B, which is the, let me Google quickly, but I'm pretty sure it's the morning after pill.
Now, I thought you have to get that prescribed by a doctor because that's a very serious medication. And if someone in that audience had a reaction or took it accidentally, she could be held accountable and liable.
It's a big deal, yeah.
It is a huge deal. Like, I'm all for a woman's right to, like, make those decisions, but you need to go, I feel, through proper channels.
You could buy them at CVS.
Shut the front door, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then I know nothing. One-step emergency contraceptive tablet.
Take one pill within 3 days of your questionable
interaction?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. My vagina is like...
It's quivering.
It's like, ow. Speaking of vaginas, poor Halle Berry came out with... Did you hear about this?
No.
And I'm glad someone talks about this because it's very... What women have to deal with... Sorry for our male listeners, if there are any, which
please,
there are none.
I'm sure, no.
You know, what women have to deal with in terms of their hoo-ha is just... It can be so much in terms of hormones, you know, your whole life, where that's yeast or, you know... or what is the other one? bacterial vaginosis, all the things. So Halle Berry came out and said that she just started dating her new man, which has been a while now, this musician, who's a cutie, by the way, and they hooched, and then the next day it felt like she had razor blades down there, and her doctor said it was the worst case of herpes that he's ever seen. But it wasn't herpes. It was her perimenopause that can cause sores and cause the knife feeling down there. And it's very serious. Women, they don't understand the pain that women can go through there. There's a lot of skin issues that women go through in that area. Lichen sclerosis, lichen planus. There's bacterial, but it can cause so much stuff. So thankfully, well, this first doctor sounded horrible, that he was just like, yeah, you have herpes. And it's like, what? She's like, I don't have it. And they both tested. Her and her partner tested, and they're like, you don't have it. So what is, I mean, most doctors know about skin issues that affect, especially gynecologists, that
sure,
area.
Sure.
But it can be incredibly painful, especially as women age or go through perimenopause or menopause. You can have a lot of issues down there. So I appreciated, frankly, a lot of people are like, keep your business to yourself, Halle Berry. No. Mm-hmm. Because if you go through stuff like this, very little people talk about it, like celebrities and stuff. But women's, now people are talking about endometriosis and things that affect women's health. But we go through some shit with our hoo-has, whether it's childbirth or whatever, you know?
Yeah,
And it's so taboo to talk about it, you know? But like,
I mean, I think it depends who you get on the other side of the horn, because I am an open book, often have diarrhea of the mouth and not, you know, I'm not embarrassed by talking about anything, but you know, obviously not everyone is like that.
No, they get very,
but as a society, I think we've been told to, you know, stay demure, stay polite, stay quiet. Although I don't know. That I never really bought into that whole thing. When I think about that in a woman, I think about like the 50s and the 40s.
Yeah.
I never came across that in my youth or no.
Oh, it's just, it can be so uncomfortable for women, and it doesn't get talked about a lot. And I feel like I was very grateful that she said something, because as someone who's been through a lot, you know, in terms of like, I had lupus when I was in high school, and it affected, I had to take steroids, it affected everything.
Sure.
And it affects your whole body chemistry. It affects your, you know, like internal bacteria of your body. It can really do a number on you. Childbirth can do a number on you in terms of your incontinence. You know what I mean? Like, it can be really bad, you know?
Well, I mean, not just physically, but mentally.
Like, yeah.
I'm still on Wellbutrin from after I had B.
Right, right.
And I wouldn't even have known what it was, except I was talking to a friend and I was telling her all these feelings that I had. And she was like, girl, you've got postpartum.
Yeah.
I go, what? I'm not depressed.
Mm-hmm.
It was anxiety.
Yeah.
Postpartum depression isn't just depression.
No, it's postpartum anxiety, postpartum insomnia, postpartum.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, it's a lot.
Anyway, yeah, it is a lot.
Yeah, and, you know, I look at, like, you know, the elderly, too, and how gravity just happens, you know what I mean? Like, you're like, oh, my God, you know, you just have issues that you see in the elderly, issues that you see in elderly women and stuff, and you're like, the things we go through, there's just so much. So I wanted to say thank you, Halle Berry. I don't know about Olivia Rodrigo, though. I'm just kind of like,
yeah, that was a little extreme.
I know she's been very outspoken about the overturn of Roe versus Wade. But
it makes sense when you think about what she finds important and stands up for. But
yeah,
I mean, I guess it's not the worst thing ever, right?
Right, but if someone
it's
were
not
to
like
have
she was passing out LSD,
but if someone were to have an actual reaction to the pill, she could have a serious lawsuit, right? Like anything you, I just think about people who like sue
or
over
nuts.
A water bottle. You know what I mean? Like
nutty people.
Yeah, Cameron Diaz, congratulations.
Yes, sorry,
and Benji Madden. Yeah. Benji Madden and Cameron Diaz had another child via surrogate, a young boy. Of course,
Cardinal.
He's young.
His name's Cardinal.
Cardinal.
Which is weird because the other brother had a boy and his name is Sparrow.
That's right. Sparrow, Cardinal. It's Cardinal joins Radix.
Yeah.
The girl.
There's nothing cool and feminine about that name.
No, that name just...
Not that your name has to be feminine, but...
I can just see them kind of going, oh my God, I love the word rad. You know, like, rad. Everyone's rad, you know. I can just see them being like that. And then, we'll name our daughter Radix. Oh my God, you know. That shit's not funny.
No.
I don't know. The kid has to live with that name.
Yeah, like, what's the nickname? Ratty?
Rad. Yeah, Ratty.
But whenever you are talking to a kid, like Lukey. And
Lukey.
Koopy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Ratty.
Ratty. Sounds Cardi.
Like R-A-T-T-Y. Ratty.
I know. Cardi.
Or Ratchety.
Cardi M. Cardi Madden.
Cardi. Yeah.
I know. We need to get into...
I hope his middle name starts with a B.
Cardi Benji Madden.
Cardi B.
I love it. Well, girl, we got to get into the Diddy
stuff.
I know,
my gosh.
Because this is just... I mean, okay, I watched Making the Band. I'm being very open here about my past. I watched Making the Band about Danity Kane. I love Danity Kane. I don't know why I kept watching this show. It was in the early aughts, right?
But speaking of a hot mess.
Oh, yeah. Aubrey O'Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, there was this meeting that he had at the end. And I kind of was like, oh, Puff Daddy, you know, whatever. A meeting at the end, the very last episode, where he broke up the band. And he split it up. And he was a total asshole in this meeting. And they were like, did he just break us up? Like, and the cameras were following everything. It was horrible. And he basically cut off all their careers on camera in this meeting because they were having issues with management. They didn't like the way they were being managed, right? And that's one thing that
was
all
was he one of the managers?
He was. He was the leader of the, with Bad Boy or whatever. And they're like, we've had really bad management. She's like, although we've had some internal fighting, the biggest problem has been we've agreed on his management. He's like, great, bye. And he was just, if he doesn't like something, he will cut you off. And now it's come out that the FBI did a raid of both of his homes in LA and Miami. They found people there.
FBI Homeland Security.
Right. Human Trafficking Division.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he's housed some teenagers who, you know, and they found that. And he's... I think if you don't do what he wants, he will humiliate you. He will...
The lid is getting blown off.
Totally. People are coming out and saying, this is what happened to me. One, a contributor to CNN, he came out, and I've seen this guy before, and he said his cousin or whatever wanted an internship with Diddy. So we called him up. He's like, I know, I'm asking you for a favor. Could this kid get an internship? He's like, yeah, of course. So the kid worked with him for 3 months. And then it ended abruptly, and his cousin was like, yeah, I didn't want to go there anymore. He's like, what happened? Why wouldn't you want this opportunity? What did you do? He's like, he asked me to come home with him and do some things, and I said, hell no. And he said, bye.
What kind of thing?
He wanted to sleep with him.
Oh.
Like, if you want to keep this internship, we gotta... Yeah.
Cochino.
Yeah, so he...
Yeah.
There's videos of him humiliating his ex-girlfriend, Cassie, sure. Remember? I mean, he's just...
Well, he settled that lawsuit real quick.
Yeah.
And I think he thought that he would be putting the kibosh on whatever was going on, but nope, it kept going.
I think a lot of people realized they could get a payday from his behavior. And his first wife came out and said a lot of stuff.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
I haven't...
And they also detained his two sons.
Yeah. They also got someone that they think is his drug and gun
mule.
Yeah.
A kid who's in sports.
A kid who was basketball at
Syracuse.
Syracuse.
Yeah, so they arrested him.
Yeah. Okay, so this person that I follow on Instagram, she dives into any kind of like, not gruesome crime, but crimes that are sensational. And she started a little bit on Diddy. And she was like, Diddy's lawyer said that it was a witch hunt and that it was totally, you know,
this was
ridiculous.
Egregious.
Yeah. And this woman that I follow, she's like, to get FBI, Homeland, trafficking, you cannot just get those warrants for nothing.
Right.
You can't just overnight go...
make a phone call.
No. Yeah.
No, this there has been years. There
is something big under all of this that gave them the go-ahead.
Very sinister.
Yeah.
Very, very sinister.
And then... when they did the raid, among so many things, I'm sure, hundreds of hidden cameras discovered in every room.
What? Yuck.
In all of his homes. Hundreds.
Wow. They stopped his plane on the tarmac. He was headed to the Bahamas for spring break, right?
The plane still went. The plane is now in Antigua. Antigua. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But he's in Miami.
Is he in custody?
Before it flew to Miami, it was in Sacramento. Then it went to Palm Springs. This is all in one day. Sacramento, Palm Springs, Burbank. Tried to go to Antigua, got stopped in Miami. But then the plane, so they grounded it in Miami. This could be wrong, but this is what I think I've gathered. Everyone got off, but then the plane, his Love USA, it's like a black-colored jetliner, still went to Antigua, and it's on the ground now. And some people are saying that they thought he was on his way to beat it out of the country.
Right. He'll be extradited somehow.
Well, he didn't make it. He didn't go. Right. But because there was some theories that you couldn't do that from Antigua, but you can. Mm-hmm. Gross.
Wow.
So, yeah, Mr. Combs had hidden cameras in every room of his home, has recordings of several celebrities, artists, music label executives, and athletes engaging in illegal activity. These individuals were recorded without their knowledge or consent. Mr. Combs possesses compromising footage of every person who has attended his freak-off parties in his house parties.
Ugh. Yuck.
Ew. So, you know, 50 Cent.
Yeah.
He and Diddy years, like almost 20 years of like, no.
Right. Right.
Okay, so not allegedly, I guess, one of the big things is 50 Cent's, the mother to his son, I don't know if it's one of his sons or if he just has one son, but I know he has multiple kids. Mm-hmm. The mother, her name is Daphne Joy. Mm-hmm. She's come up before, social media, yes. TMZ, mm-hmm. all that mm-hmm. stuff. She's named as one of the sex worker participants.
50 Cent's ex-wife or Diddy's
baby mama. One of 50 Cent's baby mamas, Daphne Joy, has been named.
Interesting. He mm-hmm. had a quote recently. It just was very telling. He's like, Diddy done or something like that, right?
Oh, yeah. He's putting together a documentary and it's called Diddy Do It.
Oh, God. That's not funny, but like, yes.
Diddy Do It. D-I-D-D-Y. Do It. That's right. Hilarious.
I kind of like 50 Cent, you know? But like...
You know who else liked 50 Cent? Chelsea Handler.
Oh, she did 50 Cent?
Yeah.
Mm.
They had a relationship.
I don't know. He's friends with Rachel Ray. And Rachel Ray commented on his watch or whatever. It's like, that's quite a watch. He gave it to her. He just seems like I don't know. He just seems like, he's like, yeah, I got this from, you know, Rachel Ray and I shared things. I was like, Rachel Ray?
Like the 30-minute meals?
Yeah.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
That show was so amazing when it was in its heyday.
Listen, I watched it
all the time.
I don't really, I love the Food Network, but now it's all these contests.
Yeah.
It's of like, how now. Do you, guys, grocery games and
yeah.
I want back to like Barefoot Contessa.
And Tyler Florence. I loved when
he's so cute.
I know, he's so cute.
How did we get to Diddy to Tyler Florence?
Bobby Flay is my favorite though.
Mm-hmm. His restaurants were all over Vegas when I went. It was like, Bobby Flay's this, Bobby Flay's that, Bobby Flay. And Gordon Ramsay, too.
Yeah. He said something, not Gordon Ramsay. Bobby Flay said something really interesting lately, and I
I like it, and I want to test out the theory. So he says that my favorite way to have a steak prepared... Here, this is so... Hello, everyone. Welcome to the food portion of our... He said that he and if you talk to a lot of other notable chefs, they will order their steaks medium instead of medium rare. Because, especially if it's a better cut of meat. Because medium rare, it's too chewy. Mm. You want all that fat that hasn't been quite cooked. You want all of that to get into the meat. Mm. And I'm like, okay.
That's good.
Okay, so I'm going to start doing medium.
Okay.
Not that I, like, eat steak every night, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Yum.
I'm down with that.
Now I want a steak.
I know.
Well, Diddy, I feel like you said his reckoning is here. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's somehow embroiled in the Tupac thing. That's gotta be coming out.
That's crazy because he and Biggie were... Oh, Tupac.
Tupac.
And Biggie.
Right.
Right?
Well, Biggie was his best friend.
Right.
And then I think he sought revenge with Pac.
Was Biggie first and then Tupac?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me on that, though.
I know.
What a disaster.
Yeah, but I am here for it. I don't even like popcorn, but I would sit with a bucket.
I think it's going to be like an R. Kelly situation where it's just going to unravel. I know. I
just thought about that TikTok.
It's like, hey, welcome to the... Yeah. And that one video you sent me of that girl that... That 13-year-old?
He
adopted?
He adopted... a girl the same age as his twins, but this was years ago, right? Because his twins are now...
16, maybe?
17?
Yeah. They're beautiful, by the way.
They are.
Yeah.
This was back when, though, they were like 9, mm-hmm. 8 or 9 years old. And there's family pictures where it's the twins and then this random little white girl who... Yeah, I sent you that thing. Like, he adopted her?
Like why wasn't that known? Yeah.
Yeah. How are we just hearing about this now?
Mm-hmm. And then she couldn't even get her name right. My name is Combs, something Combs, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And he, like, kissed her on the side of the head and was like, is your name. And he said it with Combs being the last. That alone
creep
should dig up a whole investigation. Ew. Because that's a kid.
Sounds very Epstein-ish.
Yeah. Like
this whole thing, right? Like, we're going to keep our ears to the ground here at I Mean Headquarters.
Yes,
I mean,
we are.
We're gonna figure it out. Mm-hmm. I like to switch gears.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I have another ill. Bianca's outfit to go to the Cheesecake Factory, and when he pulled it down, ill. That was gross. This has to stop.
She's allowing it, though.
She is, but this, I mean... How are these restaurants allowing her to come in being fully nude around a Cheesecake Factory? It's not like she's going to Nobu Private Room. At the Grove. They're at the Grove. Do you know how touristy the Grove is?
And then the next day she steps out to go to the movies and they've got North with her and she's all in a fur coat.
At least she's covered
up. At least she's covered up. But then the next day back to being practically naked. And then Kim's new Balenciaga ad... She's wearing that same kind of stuff.
Huh?
Which, I don't understand the psychology in that. You would think that Kim would be like, ain't no way I'm dressing like
I don't what want any he parallels.
Wants his wife to dress. Ain't no way.
I wouldn't want any parallels between me and her. At Mm-mm. all. Mm-mm. I want to be very different.
Because she's with Kanye.
Right.
And Kim, by doing that, is just giving him, like, I knew.
That mind control that he has over people. Which just sounds what Diddy was, like, trying to do, too. But, ugh, these men of, like, means, they think they're invincible. And there's something... really sinister and gross. You know, somehow with this money comes all this power and it's used so for such negative in such negative ways that...
But there's always going to be people that want to be a part of that world.
Yeah.
And they'll do anything.
Anything.
To be a part of it.
Right. Oh, I want to switch gears, though.
Okay.
Aaron Taylor Johnson, you can be the next Bond any effing day of the week.
I'm ready.
I'm ready. I was at Macy's this weekend, and he's the new face of, like, Armani or something. And I just took a picture of it.
Oh, you did? I was in your brain or with your phone?
With my phone.
Okay.
I was like, this is going to be my permanent wallpaper of all things. But no, I'm just kidding. It's not going to be my wallpaper, but wouldn't mind. He's just such a cutie. And he's a talented actor. So yeah. I think it's a great combination. Here for it. He's got Pierce Brosnan's seal of approval. So sounds great. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. He's perfect.
I really thought Idris was going to be it, too. Though. He would be a fantastic Bond.
That would have been really great. And they've waited too long, I feel. Because now he might be a little too aged, maybe.
No. He can.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking man.
He is a fine actor. He's hot AF. Mm-hmm. Again, any day of the week. Bring him on the series.
And he's British. Yep. So the accent is like done.
It would be great if he was like in it somehow, like the M or something, you know?
Yeah.
Because Ralph Fiennes was it towards the end after Judi Dench kicked the bucket, but I don't know. J-Lo's documentary... Everything.
Still didn't see it.
It's such a flop. And now she canceled some tour dates. And
the concert that was going to be happening.
Right, right.
Yes.
Her former publicist, Rob Shutter, believes the singer's first album in 10 years is a flop. This Is Me Now debuted at a paltry number 38 when it was released in February before it quickly dropped off the Billboard 200 and sank without a ripple. Oh. Jennifer's always been a marketing and PR genius, but her biggest miscalculation is that she thinks the world is interested in the Ben and Jennifer's love story. Mm. But no one cares about Bennifer anymore. The world has moved on, he says. Broke up over media. She said that they broke up. Their initial breakup was over media scrutiny, but now they fueled that fire. You know,
my tummy is like.
I know. But album.
I don't know. If they were so in love, like they say, I want to know why they really broke up. Media scrutiny, really?
I feel like it was his alcoholism, frankly.
Maybe.
And she actually went to his best friend, Kevin. What was his name? Kevin, he was a director. Kevin something. He did that.
Oh, yeah. He did those stupid movies.
Yeah. And
she always talked to him. He always wears a hockey jersey.
Yeah. She talked to him about it because Ben was just going through it. And she just, I think that's why they broke up. Which that's would be legitimate. But not only has the album been a failure so far, but she had to cancel concerts, a number of dates, including Nashville, New Orleans, and Houston on Lopez's tour. Her first tour in 5 years were cut this month with no explanation.
No explanation needed.
Right. I think she's embarrassed. And I think they're right. You know, if you make this album about this cringy kind of love story, it's just not... Why not have some good songs?
I haven't heard any of them. I was looking forward to hearing, but...
I know.
I know I've said before, like, we don't have great radio stations here. And mm-mm. My car still has regular radio stations.
Mm-hmm. No, I love it.
And... I mean, like, finally, now with Beyoncé's Texas Hold'em, I can hear it on the radio. It's so fun. I'm not hearing any J-Lo stuff.
No. And what's nice, too, about Beyoncé's album is I really like her country stuff, frankly. I think it's a great...
Is it really country?
Well, whatever pop country twin things, you know, whatever you say, but...
Singing about Texas doesn't necessarily...
make it country. It's and wearing fun. A cowboy hat.
But yeah. It's fun. And the album cover, she said, it was because she was, like, excluded. And I guess she performed with the Dixie Chicks way back when in 2016. And the Country Music Award, at the Country Music Awards, they sang some song of hers. It was really good. And the Dixie Chicks are very progressive, especially in the country music world. People, mm-hmm. A lot of people...
I loved them.
Yeah.
Oh, Chrissy and I, top of our lungs.
Yeah, they're just... They were great. And yeah. But they got a lot of pushback from their community, which is traditionally conservative, right? So, and then a lot of people were... She said, this album is kind of a testament to, like, what I went through not being welcomed in those spaces. And also, she is from Texas, right?
She is,
She's
yeah.
She's from Houston.
Houston,
so,
yeah.
I'm loving it. I don't know. I really do like it.
It's fun. I put it on this morning, and Cooper was like, stop. It. I go, I can't get it out of my head.
And 16 carriages, not
he
bad
said,
either.
Keep it in your head.
Yeah. No.
I'm like, shut up. Just eat your waffles.
I know. Lamar,
I didn't say shut up.
Lamar and Caitlin, what are we doing?
Oh, riding coattails is what they're doing. Sure. They're going to start a podcast.
Shut the front door.
Lamar Odom. I have to get my phone out for this.
I can't
Lamar
even.
Lamar Odom and Caitlin Jenner are going to start a podcast. It's so good. It's so good. And it's going to be called, and it's about sports.
Really?
Because they're sports guys.
They are athletes, yes.
Yeah. They're reuniting for a new project, a sports podcast that pays homage to their Keeping Up with the Kardashians connection. The former in-laws, Caitlin was Lamar's stepfather when the ex-NBA star was married to Khloe. They're launching the podcast called Keeping Up with Sports.
That's the best they can do in terms of the title.
Well,
Keeping
Up with Sports. It's just so shockingly, absurdly sad.
It is sad.
It's a podcast meant to take a fresh look at what it really takes to be the best.
You should see Nicole's face.
Since the podcast focuses on the sports world, it'll be interesting to see if the family comes up at all.
Wow.
Listen to this. Upcoming guests include CBS basketball analyst Seth Davis, boxer Bryce Hall, who? Model Amber Rose. I thought it was a sports podcast.
Listen, Amber
world
Rose.
World champion boxer Zab Judah, who?
Who?
Professional stuntman Steve-O. Wait, I thought it was a sports podcast. And UFC fighter Patty the Batty Pimblett.
My jaw can't.
I say.
God, listen to I
we,
mean.
We are proof that anyone can have a podcast.
And I honestly, I mean sounds so much better.
I know. Should we change it to Keeping Up with I Mean?
Keeping Up with Pop Culture. Keeping Up with Mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. What a lame title. And what
just
a lame
so
roster.
Just so coattail-y.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Honey Boo Boo. What happened?
Poor Honey Boo Boo. Honey Boo Boo is in college. She's going to nursing
good.
School.
Oh, that's great.
I know. It's fantastic.
That's good news.
Yeah. But Mama June doesn't have the money. She spent it on her husband's gold chains.
Yuck. Money to put her through college?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But doesn't Honey Boo Boo have a little...
That was... Mom, that's the money.
Well, wait
because
a minute.
Because Honey Boo Boo... I know how it all works.
With the Coogan Law?
Yes.
Yeah.
But we're talking Georgia, middle of wherever.
And
I don't know.
Maybe because it wasn't a union show.
I don't know. We're not talking beauty pageant money, right? We're talking show money. Who knows?
Yikes. Nickelodeon. Yeah. No, we don't want to talk.
No.
Do we talk?
No.
Nickelodeon. Ugh.
We decided not to.
No. We'll just leave it at that. Yuck. Yuck. Wendy Williams. Let's end on a high note.
Literally.
Yeah. So she doesn't look good.
No. And the majority of what's happening is early onset dementia caused by alcohol abuse. Let's let that sink in for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was she predisposed for dementia and she just, like, put it on the fast track by drinking? Yeah.
Because in the documentary, which I didn't see, I just saw a clip, she was like, don't move that alcohol bottle. She was like, don't move that. Where's that going?
Yeah.
Who are her handlers?
Turns out they were in on everything. They were in on the series, and they were allowing it to happen when before they were saying, no one ever consoled us. We would have never, you know, gotten so invasive in her life.
Mm. Bullshit. What a sad... Because, you know, I mean, not like I watched her show. She had an interview with Radio Andy on Andy Cohen. It was really good. She was actually really interesting good. And articulate.
How you doing?
Yes, but she wasn't like that on the radio. The real Wendy Williams, when she answered questions, was really...
Intelligent
and sweet. And, alcoholism.
Yeah.
It's really sad and scary. Take care of yourself, please. Yeah. Wendy Williams.
I was going to say, are you talking to me?
Yeah. No, I'm telling everyone take care of
yourself. Are you calling me out on our podcast?
No. But we all need to take care of ourselves. We ain't getting any younger.
For sure.
And I think just I notice in me, like, I can't metabolize what I used to metabolize in terms of, like, alcohol, sugar, even, like, fatty foods, things that I normally just never did anything to me before. Sure. Now I'm holding it all in, right? And I don't shed toxins, like, easily. So, like, it's hard.
I can't get up and go to work at 8 a.m. with a bag of Doritos and a Gatorade for lunch.
Right. It's just we have to really be conscious about what we consume and how we treat our bodies. And
well, we're all grown up.
I know. And the weight does not come off like it used to. Your metabolism changes, your hormones. It's like all these things, and you just can't treat it like you did in your 20s. But it's hard. And wish her the best.
On that note.
I'm going to change it up super quick. Okay. What you watching, boo? That's our new segment. What you watching, boo?
I watch TikTok. Instagram Reels.
Oh, so and lucky.
Instagram stories. You'll be back. You'll be back soon.
Sunday. Give me Sunday.
Yeah, so I don't great. Really watch TV. Mark watches Survivor, and we get into that sometimes. But
I watch The Holdovers. It's on Peacock, which you get for free with cable, right? Mm-hmm. Wonderful movie. Good for the whole family. Nothing naughty in it.
That's the one that won. The girl.
Divine Joy Randolph. And you know why when you see it. And he's wonderful. I love the whole story is wonderful. It's such a great, like, self-reflection story for these characters. And, like, they have this unusual bond because they're all held over at this boarding school, I want to say, in Massachusetts, that in the, you know, middle of winter. And these, you know, a lot of these wealthy families send their kids to boarding schools, right? Anyways, they send their kids to boarding school, but what was it's very cruel with some of them is that they didn't bring them home for Christmas. So with this young man who was under...
Can you imagine?
He was leaving the school to meet up with his family outside. All the kids are going outside running into their parents' cars, and they're like, there's a phone call for you, and it's his mother, and his mother goes... I'm so sorry. We're not going to St. Kitts together. And he's like, why? She's like, because I'm going myself on my honeymoon with your stepdad. And she's like, you guys got married in July. Like, why are you going? Give this to me. We haven't had any time together. Ew. So the day that they're leaving, he gets this notice. So there's a group of them. Some are one is a foreign exchange student. One's a kid whose parents are in the Mormon on their Mormon mission or whatever. So it's like a bunch of like odds and ends of like these kids. And then something happens and then most of them get to go somewhere cool. except for his mother, who never answered the phone at her resort. So he gets held up. He's the only one left with Divine Joy Randolph, the one cook who doesn't leave, and Paul Giamatti, who's the unfortunate teacher who gets to stay and be held over because he has got no other family and nowhere else to go.
Well, and someone has to watch the kid, right?
Right. So he's
who plays the kid?
Oh, I forgot his name. He's wonderful. He's so good. Watch it. So okay. I'm telling you to watch it. I just started Palm Royale on Apple TV. Ooh. I loved it so far. The art direction, the cringiness of it, Kristen Wiig. Watch it. Yeah, I haven't watched a lot of it, just one episode, but it's good.
I saw her just in a snippet on Jimmy Fallon. She looks like she's had a little... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she's so good. She's Allison Janney's in it.
Oh, I love Allison Janney.
Leslie Bibb, and that woman who used to be on Newhart. The one who was the blonde on Newhart, played the idiot, or the bitchy idiot. Anyway, she's wonderful. Like, it's just a great cast.
Fun. Yeah, those were my knees cracking when I got up.
Oh, and Ricky Martin's in it. And I guess he's really good. I bet. So, anyways. So, it's time to start. It's time to wrap it up. We got to go.
Do you think I can wear this to work today?
Yes, you can. Yes, what? You can.
I don't think so.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. We're at 5130. Listen, people, have a wonderful weekend.
Happy Easter if you celebrate.
If you celebrate, happy Easter, bunny hop. And bunny hop over to Instagram. And
hop on over.
We're I Mean Mom Podcast on Instagram. I think we got like a couple new followers. Welcome. And welcome to our listeners from all over the world. We thank you for listening. And we hope you have a wonderful weekend. And we'll touch base next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we got spring break.
That's right.
I know. Amen. Okay. All right, everyone. Take care.
Bye. Bye.